Let go of me, you brute!
Don't you worry, I'll think of something.
Resistance is useless!
I woke up this morning and thought I'd have a nice, relaxed day. Right. Do a bit of reading, brush the dog.
I know.
It's now just after 4 in the afternoon and I'm already being thrown out of an alien spaceship 5 light years from the smoking remains of the Earth!
All right, just stop panicking!
Who said anything about panicking? This is still just a culture shock.
Arthur, you're getting hysterical. Shut up!
Resistance is useless!
You can shut up as well.
Resistance is useless!
No, give it a rest. Do you really enjoy this sort of thing?
Resistance is... What do you mean?
I mean, does it give you a full, satisfying life? Stomping around, shouting, pushing people out of spaceships?
Well, they are so good.
They have to be.
But now you come to mention it, I suppose most of the actual minutes are pretty lousy. Except some of the shouting I quite like. Resistance is...
Yes, you're good at that, I can tell. But if it's mostly lousy, then why do you do it? What is it? The girls? The leather? The machismo?
I don't know. I think I just sort of do it, really.
There, Arthur, you think you've got problems.
Yes, this guy's still half-throttling me.
Yeah, but try and understand his problem.
Right, so... What's the alternative?
Well, stop doing it, of course.
Well, doesn't sound that great to me.
Well, wait a minute. That's just the start. There's more to it than that, you see.
No, I think if it's all the same to you, I'd better just get you both shoved into this airlock and then go get on with some other bits of shouting I've got to do.
Now look.
Thanks for taking an interest. Bye now.
Don't do it.
No, listen. There's a whole world you don't know anything about. I mean, here, how about this? Da-da-da-dum. I mean, doesn't that stir anything in you?
Bye. I'll mention what you said to my aunt.
Potentially bright lad, I thought.
We're trapped now, aren't we?
Yes, we're trapped.
Well, didn't you think of anything?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
But unfortunately, it rather involved being on the other side of the airtight hatchway they've just sealed behind us.
So what happens next?
The hatchway in front of us will open automatically in a moment, and we'll shoot out into deep space and asphyxiate in about 30 seconds.
So this is it? We're going to die?
Yes. Except, no. Wait a minute. What's this switch?
What? Where?
No, I was only fooling. We are going to die after all.
You know, it's at times like this when I'm trapped in a Vogon airlock with a man from Beetlejuice and about to die of asphyxiation in deep space that I really wish I'd listened to what my mother told me when I was young.
Why? What did she tell you?
I don't know. I didn't listen.
Terrific.